Blog Talk Radio. Today is January 12th, a winning Wednesday. It's 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy New Year to you. Well, how did it start out? How is it going? I'm sure you made a bunch of promises to yourself, a bunch of resolutions. Well, resolutions are one thing. I decided that I was making absolutions. What does that mean? Well, when I think about a resolution, you know how they come and how they go and how they're usually gone by about this time of the month. But I figure if I made an absolution, I mean absolutely going to make certain things happen, well, that means you got a made-up mind. Absolutions. Think of that, people. Change that whole resolution thing to an absolution and have your mind made up that you are going to absolutely do and accomplish certain things. Yeah, sound good? I hope so. Anyway, I hope and pray that the answers to those questions is that everything is really going great. But if not, I got a little something for you today that can perhaps inspire and aspire you to keep things moving in a positive and productive flow. Yeah, because today I'm going to share several principles with you. It's my New Year Master Your Mindset edition. And I want you to pay close attention. There may be some stuff that really is helpful to you, and you may want to grab a pen and paper right now, too. You know, sometimes you can hear something that can change your whole life, your entire perspective, something that fits the script for you. So we, you know, might be a little something, as I said, that does that for you today. You know, life is growth and change and constant movement, and we're all doing life. We are. We're all doing life. And what does that mean exactly? Well, I think it means that in some form or fashion, we're all doing something, and that something varies from person to person. And for the doers and thinkers, go-getters, we know that, you know, you often heard it say the game of life. So it's a game of sorts. And we know that each day when we wake up, it started. We are out of the gates. We're in the game as the day begins because we're facing kids and grandkids, husbands and lovers, your work, your job, career schedules, to-do lists, all that, bills and clients and customers, people, problems, stuff and things. Sound like your day? Yeah, I know it does. Usually it's a list of many things, and we're supposed to handle all of that. That's weighty, isn't it? It is. But have you ever gotten up and you just didn't feel like playing the game? Have you ever felt like, I don't want to step up to the plate today? Mm-hmm. Ever felt like calling in sick on your family, on your business and your commitments in life and telling them that you just don't want to pitch today? I don't want to. You don't want to catch. You don't want to run. You just don't want to play with any of them today. Well, I feel you. I've been there. I've asked myself about, you know, talking to you about this today because I know that we all feel the same way about a lot of these things. I mean, I ask myself whenever I'm up to speak or teach or do seminar presentations, what can I possibly tell people maybe that they haven't already heard or already know, or, you know, how do I know what I should tell you about how to do your life? Well, I said to myself, self, you can tell them something because you know a little something and you know about bringing your A game because it's what I preach, it's what I practice, and it is absolutely what I know, absolutely. I'll probably be throwing that word in there quite a bit today. But I can tell you a few things, and when we think of bringing our A game, I don't know if you thought about that at all when you saw the title of the show, but, you know, there are words that came to me that begin with A, you know, amazing and, you know, awesome, those kinds of words. But you may already know you're amazing and already awesome, but I want to put a little bit of a something out there for you to think about. Back years ago when I was getting my bachelor's degree, I was an adult in my 40s, and I learned a valuable lesson from one of my professors. One day when we were in class, even when we showed up, he had this look on his face that was very different. He was usually a very cheerful type of teacher, but this was one of our first exams that he was handing back to all of us, and you could see this look of disenchantment with some grades, you know, on the test. And he sat down on his desk and kind of looked at us with this peering look, and he asked us, how many of you know the difference between a C and an A? And, you know, some of us looked around at each other like, okay, we're smart enough to know that. What's the point? He said, well, there is a difference, and here's what it is. You think the students who get A's are smarter than you. Well, here's a newsflash. Those of you who are getting C's are not less smart than they are. Hear me, people, because I'm telling you, this was a takeaway for me. The students who are getting A's are putting in more effort than you. Well, maybe you already knew that, but it was, you know, a light bulb went on for me. I wasn't getting poor grades, but this was a light went on for me. He said they are working harder than you. They are studying more than you. They are doing more than the average. Well, this was a pretty tough class, let me just say that. And so many of us, including me, were simply happy to get an A for average. But I certainly did not miss the point that he was making to us. And he was saying he knew a lot of us could be doing better if we worked harder, if you will, played harder at getting an A. When you think of the game of sports, think of maybe some of your favorite players. Most players are awesome. They're amazing. Some may be just considered average, but that's hardly really, that's maybe from some perspective, but you got to remember they made it to pro, so they're better than average. But sometimes during their season, several of the players who've performed in an outstanding way get recognized, chosen, voted for, you know, being an all-star status. So just with everything that I've said so far in what we're talking about, what we're trying to reach is awesome, amazing, and all-star status. And how do we get there? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. The number one thing I want you to think about first is the power of playing with intention. You know, I love how athletes think. I love that mindset. When they come to play, they come to play. And most importantly, they come out to do whatever they're doing, regardless of what field of sport it is. They come to win. And there's never a mindset in them that says, hey, let's get out there and lose. You know it's true. Imagine now, if it were you, getting up every day with that kind of winning mindset, that I did not get up into this day to lose. I got up today to win. Whatever I set my heart to do, whatever I set my mind to do, whatever I set my hands to do, I got up today to win. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Absolutely. I can hear some of you all with some rebuttals, but yeah, right, but you don't know my life. Well, no, I don't, but I know the game, and I know that the game of life is to be played Either you're winning or going to lose, and that's the key. You learn to play to win. In many sports, players have no idea how their games are going until they are in it, watching it, and watch the play-by-plays just like we're doing. We're watching it. And their sense of urgency and application of their skills depends on whatever is going on, whatever is happening. So how do we respond successfully? Well, it depends on analyzing everything and everyone and what's going on in our own arenas or on our fields at home and at work. You know, when we see them in huddles, we see them, you know, when they take their timeouts to talk over stuff, they're analyzing strategies to win. Even when they're on the seemingly losing side of things, they're still analyzing things to win. They're trying to figure out the next best move, the next best play, and the next best thing to do to get the win. Well, I'm suggesting to you today that we approach the day two as it shakes out with a similar mindset, eager, watchful, with winning in mind, always with winning in mind. Even, you know, even if family and work and other things feel like a train wreck by 9 o'clock in the morning, stay in the winning mode. I know it's not easy, but, you know, hear me, we're going to get through this. I got a lot more stuff to say. Stay in the winning mode. It's not your first ball game. You know, we experience stuff similarly on a day-to-day routine level. And that stuff that's going on in your work, in your life, is the average thing that's going on in most households and workplaces. It can feel a little or a lot crazy, but you're not the only one going through it. It's pretty normal to have all of that stuff happening. Not that it's good, but it's happening. However, here's what you got to do. You got to step up to the plate with all of it and swing your bat, or in other words, bring your best of yourself and skills to everything that's coming at you with the intention to get a hit, to really, really make things work out, or even perhaps hit the ball out of the park, meaning you really came with your A game and you got things done, or you worked it out, or you got the solution that you needed. So you keep this in mind. You'll never score well in a game if you don't play well. A lot of the things that I just talked about, we kind of step back or we throw up our hands or, you know, we just don't feel like you want to give all of that to it. Well, I promise you, you'll be a lot happier and peaceful if you do. Since we can't back out of those daily responsibilities, we have to work to master the strategies for dealing with life. It's the only way. It becomes a lot easier the more you practice it. We need to watch what needs to be done, and we need to master the things that work. And that's what the all-star mentality does. It's like my professor said, they do more. They give more. They play harder to excel. They do more to achieve more. And does that mean that you exhaust yourself when you're doing? No, it doesn't mean that at all, because if you're exhausted, you're not going to accomplish much at all. But it means that you up your game, as they say. Do it better than you've been doing it, intentionally and absolutely. I want to tell you a little story about in a class. I have a background in corporate training, so I was in a class teaching, and this particular class that I was teaching was on customer service. And there was a woman who shared a story that I think is worth sharing with you. She talked about an instance where a gentleman came to her at, I'm going to say a window, but I don't know if it was a window. I'm going to say it was a window. And there was some interaction going on with whatever it was that he needed. And she did not play the game well that day. In fact, she kind of blew him off and said some things that were not or should not have been said and sent him away very disgruntled and very unhappy. Well, shortly after that, she got called by her upper management and learned that her job was hanging on by a string because of that one particular interaction. What she found out is that the man that she was dealing with was even higher up than the people that she was talking to, that she worked under. He was what you call a big shot. Well, it turned out that she was able to keep her job after she hoped and prayed and begged to keep it and did all the apologizing and showed the humility that she needed to in that circumstance. But the thing was, she said to me and to the class, she said, I learned that what I needed to do from that point on, she said, I treat everybody like they're a big shot. Isn't that great? The lesson learned here is that when you know you need to bring your A game and to be your best, adjust your swing whenever necessary. That's what she did. She upped her game. She decided that she wasn't going to play average, that she was going to play like an all-star. Can you imagine what that must have done for the people around her, too, when you're in management and what you're doing is influencing other people? That's powerful. The second thing is the power of playing with a purpose. You have probably heard it said that even the best laid plans can fail. I hate that, but it's so very true. You can take your best shots in the game of life and miss them. I know that. You can take your best swings at being a success in your home life and your work life and still hit a lot of very foul balls. I know that too. But here's another powerful thing about the athletic mindset. They don't bail on the game or others on the team just because in the moment they aren't playing well. They plan to stay in the game. That's what we got to do. They plan to keep giving their best, even if they feel discouraged about their performance. They plan to help the team win regardless. So let me ask you a question. Is that how you're thinking about your family, the coworkers, your clients, your customers, your interactions? I mean, are we really? Are we making an all-star effort to get the win-win out of all those daily situations? Yeah, let that question simmer. Years ago, I was watching a professional, this was a long time ago too, a professional ball game, baseball game. And this particular game, I'm thinking I watched it because I knew a couple of the players or something. But this game, I don't know why else I would watch a game through 23 innings, but this game went long, 23 innings. It was a long and tiring and arduous thing to watch. You know, baseball for a lot of people seems way too slow anyway, but this was very slow. But anyway, after that game, you know how they do the interviews afterward. Well, one of the star players was being interviewed, and the person that was doing the interview asked how he felt about that very grueling time and waiting out there, and you know, all of us anticipating, but it's still going like slow as a turtle. Well, he said something. The player said something that I'll never forget. He said, "I was thinking about only one thing." He said that was winning the game. So we could all go home. But I love that. The only thing he was thinking about, he wasn't as tired as the rest of us or anxious as the rest of us or any of that. He said his mindset was still on winning. He didn't lose the energy for it. He didn't lose the optimism for it. I was thinking about winning. That was the one thing I was thinking about. So do you get my point? They did win the game, but it's the enduring attitude of winning that hits it home for me, and I hope for you. What do you think? Are you done by mid-morning because of your kids or the crisis that are happening or the craziness? Most days, as I said earlier, hold a lot of innings for us. A lot of stuff is going on. And those innings can be long ones. But we have to dare to keep a winning mindset, no matter how long it feels or how arduous it feels or how much anxiety we bring into it. And in case you're wondering, this particular guy that was being interviewed, he was an all-star many times during his career. Did he hit a lot of fouls? Of course he did. Did his batting average drop sometimes? Yes, it did. Did he stop mastering the skills it takes to rank among the all-stars? No, he didn't. So let's remember that often the game of life changes during the day, the week, the month, the year, but the winning mindset absolutely stays the same. With our best efforts, we have to keep swinging for the win-win because we know how much this impacts ourselves, our arenas, our families, our work, and our lives. The benefits are enormous, and they're well worth it when we decide how we're going to play. Number three, the power of playing your position. Oh, you may be saying two things at this point. I got this. Well, you know, if you listen to a lot of motivational, inspirational stuff, maybe you do, and you're saying this is how I've been doing life. Or maybe you're that person that's saying, I don't got this. Life is overwhelming. It's over my head, and I got problems and difficulties looming like you wouldn't believe. I get it because I've been there too. Sometimes we just feel like we're losing no matter how hard we try. We swing and we miss, and we swing and we miss again. We strike out. We go home from work, and we know it just wasn't a good game day. We have issues in our home and in personal lives, and we see that this not going well at all. So maybe you're saying, so what do I have for that? Well, it's a good question. It's a great question. And here's what I do when I'm scratching my head in disgust and disappointment and feeling like I'm in defeat. I ask myself some questions. Why is the game going like this? Am I stepping up to the plate the way I should be with this person, with this thing, with this situation? Is the score like this because of me? Am I losing because of me? Do I pitch in this situation? Do I catch in this situation? Do I run? Do I change my swing? What do I need to do? Now, listen to me. These are valid things to consider. But even when I take and make time to blame others, and I don't really mean to do that. I mean make others the cause of my game status rather than blame. I find out quickly that the only player that I can truly blame or manage is me. So I start there with my questions. Sometimes I adjust my swing or my approach to people or work or family or whoever or whatever. I find that how I step up to the plate oftentimes immediately changes the direction of the game and the score. I'm going to say that over again. I find that how I step up to the plate, me, not blaming anybody else, but how I step up to the plate will oftentimes immediately change the direction of the game and the score. The situation, the circumstance, that can change by me making an adjustment. You learn that it's just not worth the fight of whatever it is if everything and everybody loses by what you were doing before. I have a friend that always says, I don't need to be right. I just need to be right. And a lot of things we find ourselves in, we really do think we're right. You may think whatever I'm saying is wrong, and you're already in your right place, and God bless you if you are, and that's wonderful if it's all working. But I really like that I don't need to be right. I just need to be right. That makes sense to me. I don't want to be right for the sake of winning for myself. I want the right thing so we all can win. I need the win-win position if we can possibly make that happen, because that's going to be the best thing for everybody concerned. If we can position ourselves to think like that, we'll find that we'll win in many of our personal and professional interactions. It may be you that, you know, you're the winning pitcher because you stepped up. It may be the winning catch because you stepped up. It may be the run that got you closer to home because you stepped up. Didn't blame anybody or hold anybody else accountable. You did what you needed to do. Either way, consider positioning yourself in ways that win without blaming anyone else or making them responsible for a loss. Always ask yourself, how can you position yourself for a winning outcome? Number four, the power of evaluating your plays. Okay, this is a little Q&A. You can just think about this stuff because I still got some more stuff for you. Based on what's been said so far, what do you think are your quote-unquote athletic mindset strengths? Are you shooting to be a power hitter? But evaluate where you think you are on a spectrum of, say, 1 to 10. Are you a C or an A player? What have you learned that could help you up your game? Do more. Play harder. What's your position? Are you hitting? Are you getting hit? Are you running, getting toward the home plate? Do you need to change your swing? How you doing stuff? How do you feel about being right? Sometimes we position ourselves to be right, and we really do lose, so be careful about that. Think of what it seems like in a losing situation. Maybe you're already there and you know that, but picture this. What does the possible win-win look like for you? And remember, there's only one way. There's only one way to up your game, and that's up your game. Number five, the power of playing with passion. This is one of my favorite stories I'm about to tell you. It's short, though. You probably remember Rudy Tomjanovich, the former basketball player and coach who won two NBA championships as the head coach of the Houston Rockets in 1994 and 1995. He said this, "Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion." I still remember his face so clearly in my head. He was so excited. And, you know, this is one of my all-time favorite quotes. And I was as moved and excited as I could be as I watched those NBA games when the Rockets won back-to-back championships. It truly was exciting. So what does it mean to bring your passion into the game of life? I think of Rudy Tomjanovich's quote often. His team won championship games twice back-to-back when he said that. So you know what that says to me? I'm glad you asked. Winning once is a wonderful and great thing, but winning again and winning again, and winning again, and winning again is what champions want to do. So let me ask you this. If you have kids who play sports, or you like sports, or if you played sports, did you ever think that winning only one time was enough? Probably not, because we like to win. We want to do it again and again, and we want to win again and again and again and again. We love it when our passion produces winning results. Here's what I hope you'll remember about that and about bringing your A game into 2022. Every day of this year is a game day. Every day of this year is a game day. Suit up, people. Put on your game face. Come ready to pitch, catch, swing, and run, and do whatever you have to do. I want to tell you a little story because maybe a lot of you, because, you know, I've talked to quite a few people, and, you know, life has been really challenging, especially these last couple of years. But, you know, life is challenging in some ways, in many ways, anyway. But I want to tell you a story that I hope will inspire you if you're struggling right now, maybe with changing professions or all of the horrible disasters and loss and fires and all the crazy things that are going on right now, and you may find yourself just really at a place where you feel like not only losing, but you've lost. I'm going to call this story Broke Betty, for you to remember it, Broke Betty. Broke Betty. This woman that I know met some years ago, and again, this was quite a few years ago, she told me a story about when she got a divorce. Well, actually, her husband divorced her. And he left her with nothing. Nothing as in zero nothing. Not as in a little something. Zero nothing. He took the house, the car, the money, everything. She had nothing. She had nothing but the mindset to get some help from a friend who allowed her to stay with her for a bit of time and gave her the opportunity to live there until she could find a job. And once she found that job, she needed to get transportation. So she didn't buy a car. She bought a bike. That's all she could afford. And she rode that bike to work every day for quite a few months, she told me, trying to build up her income. Well, finally, she had enough money to get a place of her own. But still, she wasn't doing well financially. She got the apartment, but she told me she didn't even have the money to turn the electricity on. So she, again, had to ask a favor. She asked the person next door to her if she could borrow some electricity. And so they actually strung an extension cord from the neighbor's apartment to her apartment so that she could have one light on. And she said that that was the light that she did everything by, getting up in the morning, doing her makeup, when she was doing any reading or whatever, until she could get the money to get her lights turned on. Well, it just so happens that the place where she got the job is a major corporation. It's a worldwide corporation, a name that we all know to this day. They have a lot of longevity in the worldwide market. Well, she started at an entry level, but she managed through her ambition to work her way up. So to make a long story short, she got into sales. She loved it, and she got better and better at it. And over a very short period of time, she became the number two salesperson in the world for that company. Now, that's pretty incredible. In fact, she and another sales rep often, played a little game with each other where she was number one and then she'd be number two and the other person would be number one and number two, and that was still going on when I met both of them. I just thought it was, just an awesome thing. But what I want you to hear in this is she was what people would call dead broke. Dead broke. A lot of people would have written her off, dead in the water, no hope, no way she's going to get through it. But her passion for life and work was not dead. She won in the game of life because she had a winning mindset. And I'm a curious person, always asking a lot of questions. And I asked, how in the world did you do it? And she said, because I could never stay where I was. It's just not in me. What was it that was in her? A champion mindset, the will to win. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. They win again and again. Never underestimate yourself, because you could win again and again too. There's nothing average about you, regardless of what you do. I can tell you another short story. And this happened while I was in one of my classes as well. A gentleman shared the story of meeting another gentleman at an event. And so as we do in conversations, we'll say, what do you do for a living? And so the gentleman responded. He said, "I help put people in space." And the other guy said, "Wow, really?" He said, "Yeah, where do you work?" He said, "I work for NASA." Well, in fact, this guy did work for NASA, but not in the capacity that you would think, judging by his answer. He was in maintenance, what a lot of people would call a janitor. But in his mind, which is so wonderful to me, he felt that what he was doing was such a part of a big thing that he felt he was also, and he was right, he was a part of that big thing. His position had no real impact on putting people in space or no real influence. In fact, as I said, some people would consider it the lowest job on the totem pole. But nonetheless, this gentleman stepped to the plate every day ready to play with an all-star attitude. I love this. He knew he was a part of something big and something important, and he knew how to bring his A game to work with that kind of attitude. And like him, we have to see ourselves, regardless of what's going on, what's happening, what we do at work, we have to see ourselves as significant players, because you're as valuable as you think you are when it comes to winning. So have an all-star mindset. And if new and different plays are required, find out what they are. Learn them, practice them, master them. Great athletes became all-stars by practicing and mastering their skill sets. And we must too, even if it's only believing in yourself enough to say that you are a part of something very important and big. And when it's necessary to get what you want and achieve what you need to achieve, rise to that place. Rise to it. Challenge yourself to rise to it. Create a better family environment if you can. Develop yourself as a greater contribution to whatever arenas you're in. And always think win-win. Always think win. Always think winning. Never give yourself the opt-out of the opportunity to continually get back-to-back winning moments in your life every day, all day. I'm stumbling over my words, but here's what I wanted to say. Never underestimate the champion in you. Let purpose and passion drive you to the plate each day. Whatever those things are that you love and the people that you love, let that do it. Do the thing that you must do to win, and that's how you bring your A game to life and work. I want to go over a few things before I let you go, just a kind of a recap for you to think about. What did I say to you that made you understand what bringing your A game meant? What's an A game? You showing up, right, with a winning attitude, an all-star attitude. What's the difference between an A and C? Giving your best effort, achieving more, trying harder, playing harder. Let me ask you this. What do you think hinders most people in life? What hinders you? I'm going to mention a few things for you to think about. Procrastination is one. You could probably get a lot done if you go ahead and get started with any of this or any of the other things that are important to you. Fear is another. You know, we scare ourselves to opt out of a lot of things. And I think it's a good idea to scare yourself, have an idea or want to do something so big it scares you, but don't let it scare you out of doing it. Times of lack of confidence in ourselves will make us feel that we're not capable of less than winning at life, but don't believe that. There's power in you. You're a powerful person. You've got a lot of gifts and talents that just need to be stirred up. And then there's a lack of belief in oneself. And you know, with a lot of the success theories and how you got to do things, and you're not a success unless you do this, or if you don't have this much money or achieve this, makes you feel like you are little or insignificant, but don't buy that. Believe in yourself. You are not designed necessarily to achieve what another person has achieved. And that shouldn't be your goal anyway. Your goal should be to win where you are designed to win. You just have to know and figure out what that is. So what does it take to go from average to awesome? As I said, don't underestimate yourself. Like the guy that worked at NASA, don't minimize who you are or what you do or where you work. Don't do it. Don't limit yourself. If you feel you deserve more, want to be more, you want to get to an all-star status in life or whatever, then you know what you need to do. Work harder. Play harder. And don't sabotage the game. What do I mean by that? Don't kill your own dream because things get hard in the process. Don't do that. Just keep it moving, keep it going. A lot of games aren't easily won. Sometimes it takes 23 innings. And don't stay down if you feel like you're losing. You know, that's, you know, a place where you could find yourself. I do want to mention this because one other time when I gave this presentation, there was a woman at the end of it who said, and she literally started crying. And she said, I just am tired of the game right now. I'm tired. I think I'm an all-star, but I'm tired. I get that. So in anything and everything that I've said today, if you're at that place where you need to take a seat, rest, so you can get yourself better helped and healed or whatever you need to do, do that. And when you're ready to get back in the game, that's when you do it. And keep this in mind, too. You might be the next big thing. You might be the next little thing. Whatever you need to do, go ahead and just do it. And again, remember, it takes time, it takes effort, but put that extra effort into it. Put the extra effort into it to make it happen. Go the extra mile if you have to. Go the extra innings when you have to. And remember that extra plus ordinary makes extraordinary. You can make the grades. You can increase your scores. You can get the A. You can win the game. Now, with all of that being said, I truly do hope that you will make 2022 a winning year. I want to thank you for your time and your attention today, and I'm giving you another A for being awesome for doing that. I appreciate you if you stopped by, and I would love it if you would not mind sharing. I say that every week, but go ahead and share this show with some people who you may feel need to get some additional inspiration on how they handle 2022. It, you know, it's been hard for us these last couple of years. We all need some kind of jolt or boost of inspiration right now, so I hope you'll share. Before I let you go, I also want to mention to you my books are available on Amazon.com. Stay in the Ring is there, and that's my Don't Ever Give Up book. And then I have What is Faith there that's going to just help you with facing forward in life. And my new book that's coming out soon, Positive Phenomenality, oh, God, you're going to love this because a lot of people don't so much hang on to positive attitude. But positive attitude is a skill set. It's not something that you just, you know, pretend like life is wonderful when it's not. It's a skill set, and I'm going to share a lot of those skills with you in that book. Also have a couple of inspirational blogs. One of them is Foxology. And you can get that at SilverRayFox.com. A lot of articles there and some other information about things that I do. And then I have one that's Let's Talk About Faith. Faith is How We Live is where that one is. Faith is How We Live.blogspot.com. So I hope you'll check that out. I'm one of those people that needs all the inspiration and stuff I can get on a daily basis. I make it a pursuit. I want to stay in the game, and I want to stay in it winning. Okay. All right. Listen, have yourself a very amazing day, an awesome day, and an awesome 2022. Before I go, though, I just want to say I love being here with you. And tune in next week. I do have a show scheduled for Tuesday. We're going to talk about this COVID thing with one of my trusted experts. In the meantime, you be good, be blessed, and be